Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Father, we do thank you for another day that you have blessed us to see. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we rise and shine this morning in faith and love and joy and obedience to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We confess every sin of omission and commission, thanking you, Father. Thanking you over and over and over and over again. As we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father, we thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you would roll it out, Father, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Bless our services here today, Father, that you and you alone will receive all the glory, and your people will be edified, and the name of Jesus will be lifted higher, higher, and higher. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am your host on this morning. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. If this is your first time with us, please have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the meal. Amen, and please continue to come back over, over, and over again. Amen. Lord's willing, and with God's help, we're here every morning. Amen. Same time, same place, same station, beginning our day. Amen. With him. Amen. We want to kick it off this morning. Amen. By switching over to dear brother. Amen. Deacon-elect. Amen. Brother Tyrone Reed out of the Philadelphia area. Amen, as he comes to us with his morning expressions, amen, lifting up the name of the Lord, and we want to thank God for him and who he is, all that he does, and who he is becoming, and in the Lord's kingdom, amen. He is a man of God, amen, he's a servant of God, he's a husband, a father, a grandfather, a great-grandfather, I think a great, great, great grandfather, a community person. He wears so many hats. He wears them all well. Amen. And we thank God for him. And so give me one second. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. Brother Reed, are you there?
Bless the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
How are you, Pastor?
I'm exceedingly well, thank you.
How are you, Pastor?
I'm exceedingly well.
Pastor, I am so full of joy. I am so full of joy. Look, I might just lose it by jumping up and down with my sharing today. I am telling you, the Lord has just fed me something to feed each and every one of you. And I am happy and feeling real good about sharing it.
The floor is yours.
Well, thank you. I had to wait for that.
Amen. God bless you.
Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. The first Wednesday of the third month of the year. Purposely prepared to foster in new energies, new opportunities, new appreciations, new grace and mercies. And let me say good morning, Pastor, Bishop, my prayer partners and warriors, good morning, one and all. As I've already said, I am overjoyed to share my reading with you today. And I'm just hoping what I'm feeling, you will feel some of it too. Our theme for the month is love. A word of compassion, beauty, enchantment, mystery, endearment, blissfulness, togetherness, God's inspiring essence. It is the truth to power, pure in every way. So again, my reading today is a flow besides the still waters. Take a moment and engage with me inside the still waters of God's word. Drink, and you will thirst no more. So my brothers and sisters, once again, it is a beautiful day, and God has really touched me, and I'm just thanking my Father, the Holy Spirit, and all that is that came to me to share with you today. I will walk you through a love journey. Using our daily bread, as you know I do, of December the 22nd, the month of Christmas, where love abounds minus the commercialization of it. Please be a joyful receiver and encourage others to love as God has loved each and every one of us. God's love began with in the beginning. This triumph declaration of God and his power, his wisdom, is wonderful, well assured, and loved. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, love is what makes the world go round. Can you imagine what this world would be if we were each and every one of us walking in God's love? His loving spirit helps us to be lifted up and love through our words and our actions. God's heart is revealed in the stories of Scripture. We fulfill the law of Christ to love God and our neighbors as we love ourselves. And in his hands, yes, Lord, in God's hands, we trust your powerful love. Oh, Father, yes, yes, oh, yes, he does love us. What a gift, what a pleasure, what he has given us that we can walk with him, his miracle, his gift. That's right, his son and the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord, I'm just thanking him for everything. Father, we just say that, wow, your love is all that it is. Father, encourage others to love as you love each and one of us. God loves, again, is a treasure to behold. We ask everyone to pray boldly because God hears every word pray. And when we pray with love, 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 you should feel it through and through your body. Father, through your love and your wisdom, your power, your presence, we treasure and cherish those who have walked before us. They have created and laid the path of the wilderness, out of the wilderness. Yes, Lord. They have laid and created the path out of the wilderness and the march onward to victory. And all sincerely and integrity, God's word inspires through his grace and power. We are compelled to reveal his love to others so that we all can become ambassadors of the good news through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are in your hands, Father. We trust your powerful love, you, Father, for the love that allows us through your Son and the Holy Spirit to enter into your presence. Because my brothers and sisters, love is the way, and the way is love. So, Pastor, thank you for allowing me to open the month up and just share this wonderful thing we call love. L-O-V-E. Four letters. That is a powerful, phenomenal thing. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for walking with me, riding with me, and prayerfully feeling the goodness that love makes me feel all the time. Thank you, Pastor. To God be the glory.
Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Reed. Amen for that vibrant sharing on love. Amen. A flow beside the still waters. Amen. And love. Amen. Nothing is nothing without love. Nothing is anything without love. Amen. And so we thank God for you over and over and over again. God bless you. Amen. You made a statement in your sharing today. Amen. About, amen, truth to the power. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, amen. We have to know not only is truth to power important, amen, but love to power. We've been sharing on the power of the Lord as we wind down, amen, for this month. And we tie it all in, beloved. And power is not power without love. Amen. Jesus could not do what he did without love. Jesus has commanded us to move forward in power, but that power cannot be exercised, as our brother Reed eloquently shared with us on this morning, without love. Amen. Nothing happens without love. Love is more important than all of the spiritual gifts exercised in the church body. Love demonstrates the ultimate purpose of human existence. God's love is the reason that this world exists and why he wants to spend eternity with us. L-O-V-E, love. We have the wonderful opportunity to love him in return and also to love others, because we understand how love changes everything for good. Great faith, acts of dedication, or even sacrifice, beloved, and miracle-working power, the miracle-working power that we've been teaching on for the last couple weeks, that miracle-working, sustaining power produce very, very little without love. And we can read all about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I admonish you to do so. Glory be to God, because when we study the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it defines love. It helps us to understand exactly what love is. A lot of times we need to know what love is. Glory be to God. And then when we move forward in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and then that shows us how love works. So you have to include chapters 13 and 14 together, amen, when you're studying on, amen, the great gift, God's gift of love. Love makes our actions and gifts useful. Glory be to God. Because without love, amen, there is no use, beloved. And although people have different gifts, everyone can have a huge amount of love. Amen. Love is what makes the world go round. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for his love, beloved. Glory be to God. So Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 says, so you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, we have to ask ourselves a question. Why is it that we are still struggling to get what God has said is already ours? We cry out for more peace
Peace, peace, peace. The world needs more peace. Amen. Even with our brothers Reed's sharing this morning, beloved, on love, but yet and still we cry out for more love. We cry out for more power, as we've been sharing over the last couple weeks. We even sing it in all of our songs. More peace, more love, more power. See? A very common song sung in all the churches, beloved, across the world. Glory be to God. More love, more power, more of you in my life. We sing it, we sing it, we sing it. More love, more love, more love, more love, more love. Yet, beloved, when we read in the fifth chapter of Romans, it tells us that the love of God has been poured out into our hearts already. It didn't say he going to pour. It says he has already poured. See? And so how did it get there, beloved? When we became one with Christ, that's when that love, amen, was poured out, beloved. I'm reminded of a story, amen. A famous preacher, amen, true story, glory be to God. And he was sharing in his sermon not that long ago that he was at a board meeting with a lot of other pastors. And they was all sitting around the table, and all the pastors had engaged in a conversation, and they was all talking about, amen, that they all needed to get more love. Everybody needed more love. The pastor was just sitting there listening to all the pastors talking about them needing more love. And they finally got around to him and they asked him what was his opinion on the matter. And the pastor said he responded to the other pastors. He said, if you need more love, you need to get saved. I thought that was so beautiful because it's so accurate. If you need more love, then you need to get saved. Beloved, the bottom line is this. How much more love can you get? We have the peace of God. We have the faith of God. We have the joy of God. And we have the love of God. The list goes on and on and on. You have the ability of Jesus. You have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you have the name of Jesus at your disposal. You are righteous through and through. You are blood bought. You are blood covered. You have the grace of God. And you have the self-control of God to say no to any sin. To say no to any addiction that tries to come against you. You have the faith of God to move mountains. You have the faith of God to bring down any stronghold. Beloved, this morning, don't let the devil whisper in your ear that you don't have enough to get the job done. Rebuke it, rebuke it, rebuke it. Amen. Satan, the Lord rebukes thee. Beloved, you are complete in Christ. Christ is not incomplete. He isn't lacking anything. And if you are in him, then you aren't either. You have all the goods to get the job done. Whatever it is. He is telling us to do. You already have it. Anything that limits you in fulfilling and completing all God has called you to do and be, beloved, is bottled in religion and is from the pit of hell. Stop working to get more of what God has already filled you with to the overflow. He anoints your head till your cup runs over. Stop trying to get more. You don't need more. You just got to accept, receive what you already have. As the pastor said, amen to those other pastors around that board table. If you're feeling this morning that you need more love and you are a believer, you have accepted Christ into your heart and you still feel like you need more love, then you really need to get saved. You're not saved. We missed something. We missed something. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, amen, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his Son, because of his total love, nothing lacking, nothing missing, more than enough. His love is more than enough. Glory be to God. We just need to walk in it. Hallelujah. Walk in and begin to love him back. As our brother Reese said, learn how to love yourself. We want other people to love us. We don't even love ourselves. Love yourself. Love you. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. You can't love your neighbor until you love yourself. Receive that love. He loved, let me tell you, as I close this morning, the Lord loves you just the way you are. With all of your idiosyncrasies, your weaknesses, amen. Your stinking thinking, no matter what you got going, amen, God loves you just the way you are. But he loves you too much to keep you there. Come on, amen, let's walk in that love. Let's grow in that love. Let's embrace that. Let's put some love to the power. Hallelujah. And now we can really see the working of the power, that Holy Ghost power. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus could not do any of his miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. If he was not walking in love. And neither will you. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Love to the power. Love is everything. God's power is manifested through the gift of love. And no love, no power. And no love, no power. No love, no power. Amen. I think our brother Reed said, pray with love. You got to do everything with love. You got to hate with love. You got to give in love. You have to receive in love. You have to live in love. You got to die in love. And God is that love. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you for the word of God as it has come forth today. We thank you for using our brother Reed, Father God, to share with us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you for this man of God and all that he does in your kingdom, Father. We rebuke the devil and the devil's assignment and agenda over his life, over his health, over his wealth, and over his family. We rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for showing us, Father God, how to put love to the power, because love is the power. The bottom line is love is the power. Oh, my God. Thank you. For helping us to grow in it, Father. For helping us to grow in it. Thank you. Thank you for teaching us what love, what genuine love is. Not lust. Not lust, Father. People confuse love and lust. Hallelujah. Lust takes, love gives. Oh, Father God. And this is why you gave. And this is why you keep on giving. And this is why you encourage us to be givers also. That demonstrates our love walk. And we say thank you. And we say thank you over and over and over again. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We do pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. All right, thanks. Amen. That's our service for today. Amen. Lord's willing. I think we're going to be on social media tonight. Amen. For our Wednesday night Bible study, I believe. Amen. We're going to be someplace. We're not on social media. We're going to be right back here. We're going to be someplace. Amen. And to God be all the praise, glory, and honor. Meet us at the prayer altar today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on, let us pray. Saints, let us pray. Amen. Let us pray. I was talking with one of the sisters last night, and we was talking how we used to have corporate petitions. Amen. We want to make sure that we do that every day. Amen. And if you remember, fine. If you know, but try to remember. Amen. So let our corporate petition today be our love walk. Because it's easy for us to judge somebody else's love walk and neglect our own. It's easy for us to point fingers at individuals and, we want to judge them and inspect them. We want to be fruit inspectors. God never called any one of us to be a fruit inspector. Amen. Glory be to God. But we always want to judge somebody else's love walk. But what about your own? Let's begin with our love walk. So let that be our prayer petition today, beloved. Amen. Love, 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 love in our own lives. It's love, the spirit of love. Can you imagine what this world would be like if love dominated and everybody was walking in love and truly loving one another, not just talking it, but living it and doing? Can you just imagine? See? And Satan knew that, and that's why he works against it. But we're not on the devil's side. We're on the Lord's side. And God is love. Amen and amen. All right. I think that's it for today. I think I'm missing something, but it'll come back to me. It'll come back. Amen. So chime back in tomorrow. We're winding down. We're still teaching on power. Amen. We're blending in love. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're putting love to the power. Hallelujah. As we continue in our theme. Amen. We pray that you're being blessed. Amen. By the word. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrows, cancel calamities, premature death, accidents, incidents, even mechanical malfunctions, fires, gas explosions, stray bullets. Father God, we will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night, and no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Father God, we saturate ourselves in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, if it's anybody that's listening under the sound of our voice today that has never received you, Father God, they don't have a clue what love is. Somebody asked the question, Father God, what love got to do with it? Still collecting royalties on that song, what love got to do with it? And the answer is absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. Thank you for the love of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Bless the prayer warrior as she comes forth at 12 o'clock. Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint her to pray, cover her, protect her. Father God, thank you for all those calling in agreement. Father God, and we thank you for meeting us back tonight at 8 o'clock for our Wednesday night Bible study. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus and decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you again, Brother Reed. We appreciate you. Everybody under the sound of my voice, have a blessed day. Walk in the blessing. The blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Apostle Alfreda, Philadelphia, my pleasure. Amen. To be in the Lord's service. Amen. On today. Be back tomorrow, Lord's willing. Same time, same place, same station. Love you.
Yeah.